Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Taking a look at your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade from Tuesday's close. Corn for July finished at 449 and three quarters, down 5. September corn finished at 455 and a half, down 6. And December corn finished at 463, down 5 and a half. Soybeans for July were at 913 and a half, up three quarters. August beans were to 920 and a quarter, up a penny. And September soybeans finished at 927 and a quarter, also up a penny. Chicago wheat for July finished Tuesday at 531 and a half, down 8. September wheat finished at 535 and a half, down 7 and a quarter. And December wheat was to 546 and three quarters, also down 7 and a quarter. Soybean meal for July finished at 322, even yesterday, down 230. August bean meal was to 323.50, down 220. And September bean meal was to 325.30, down 230. Moving on to soybean oil from the trade yesterday. July bean oil was to 28.33, up 19. August bean oil yesterday finished at 28.47, up 19 as well. And finally, September bean oil was to 28.58, up 18 cents. Now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Tuesday's cash grain report.
This is Tuesday's reported grain price and trend prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. The crop progress report yesterday had Illinois corn planted at 88%, a week ago 73%, year ago 100%. Corn emerged 74%, a week ago 51%, 99% a year ago. Illinois soybeans planted at 70%, a week ago 49%, a year ago 99%. Illinois soybeans emerged at 50%, a week ago 25%, and a year ago 93%. Nationwide corn planted at 92%, a week ago 83%. Year ago, 100%. Corn emerged at 79%, 62% a week ago, and 97% a year ago. Nationwide soybeans planted at 77% a week ago, 60%, 96% a year ago, and soybeans emerged at 55%, 34% a week ago, and 89% a year ago. Illinois corn is 51% good to excellent, and nationwide we're 78% good to excellent. In northern West Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 to 8 cents at 407 to 440. Soybean bids were mixed at 834 to 876. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 to 6 cents at 424 to 449. Soybean bids were steady to 6 cents higher at 855 to 899. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 1 to 4 at 419 to 469. Soybean bids were steady to 6 cents higher at 863 to 903. And wheat bids were 511 to 551. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mixed at 893 to 919. Basis is unchanged to down 3 at 2100 to 5 over the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 312 to 330 a ton, down 30 cents to $2.30 a ton, with basis steadied up to at 10 under to 8 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 3 to 5 cents lower at 450 to 464. Basis is unchanged up to at option to 14 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted a producer corn bid steady to down 5 cents at 434 to 455. Basis is unchanged up 5 at 16 under to 5 over the July. Soybeans ended up 1 to 2 cents at 890 to 898. With basis unchanged to up 1 at 2400 to 1600 of the July. And new crop wheat prices were 8 cents lower at 517 to 532 with basis unchanged at 1500 to option to July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal is placed their producer corn bids 5 cents lower, 467 to 468. These elevators raise their soybean prices a penny. Quotations at 919 to 921. Soft wheat closed down 8 cents at 567 to 568. And Milo ended the day 5 cents lower at 474 to 475. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 414 to 438. Soybeans at 860 to 886. In the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 429 to 443. Soybeans at 881 to 910. In the central part, in the southern part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 417 to 457, and soybeans at 875 to 906. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Taking a look at your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle yesterday for June finished at 109.45, unchanged. August live cattle finished at 105.55, down 7 cents. And October live cattle finished at 107.05, up 35 cents. Feeder cattle for August yesterday finished at 137.25, up 32 cents. September feeders were at 137.60, up 42. And October feeders finished at 137.70, up 55. Finally, July lean hogs finished at 81.47, down $1.57. August lean hogs were at 81.70, down 55. And yesterday, October lean hogs finished at 76.60, down 17. Now we'll take you to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield once more this Wednesday morning for yesterday's Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 46 cents lower in a range of $67 to $78 with a weighted average carcass price of $75.68. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow price were $2 lower with moderate demand for very heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 24 to 30, 4 to 5 weighted 26 to 33, 5 to 6 weighted 28 to 36, and over 600 pounds 30 to $38. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrels and gelts country buying points were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $47 to $51. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gelts have totaled 17,150. In the direct cattle trade, the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live bases trade at 112.50 to 116. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 411 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 81.15, which is $1.82 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses are $220.53, which is $1.29 lower, while select carcasses were $201.80, which is 71 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 120,000 compared to 122,000 last week and 118,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 477,000 compared to 472,000 last week and 444,000 one year ago. A recap of today's Fairview Sale Barn auction had total receipts of 351 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and slaughter heifers sold $2 to $2.25 lower. Slaughter cows sold a quarter to $1.25 higher, and slaughter bulls were $10 higher. Choice steers at 114.50 to 120.50. Choice heifers at 113 to 118.50. Breaker cows from 59.50 to 70.50. Boner cows from $56.50 to $66. Lean cows at $48.50 to $58.50. And bulls from $79.50 to $89.50. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And taking a look at your national ag news on this Wednesday morning, congressional Democrats say they're ready to take up the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the administration's top trade goal next to resolving a months-long trade tariff war with China. There's new hope for ending the U.S.-China tariff war as the two nations' top leaders meet at the G20 summit in Japan next week. However, back home, Hill Democrats claim the USMCA lacks enough enforcement of labor and environmental provisions to win their support. Top Senate Ag Democrat Debbie Stabenow at a Senate Finance hearing on trade.
There's a lot of work that's been done, but we're not there yet, and specifically on enforcement and labor and the environment.
Top Senate Finance Democrat Ron Wyden challenged U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer to work with his party on enforcement.
Will you commit to working with members of Congress to do whatever it takes? And I want to emphasize, whatever it takes to address these core concerns so that we can say we turn the page And now, finally, we have trade enforcement with teeth in it.
Yes.
But the House must act first, and Senate Finance Chair Grassley denies that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, whom he met with, is stalling action ahead of an election year.
Definitely, Pelosi is not slow-walking it. But Pelosi, as you can read every day in the newspaper, there's a lot of new members that are very anxious to be heard, and a lot of hand-holding that has to be done with these new members.
Lighthizer says Pelosi has been fair and constructive in negotiating a path forward for ratifying the USMCA.
I know that generally what people want, and I know what we can do. I just need to get somebody that can sit down there and on the other side that'll say, yes, this is enough. And the speaker is sympathetic to that, and she has facilitated that, and I think we're making progress in that, and my hope is that over the course of the next couple of weeks, we can make substantial progress.
The deal could boost U.S. farm exports by more than $2 billion and add more than 500,000 jobs to the U.S. economy. However, lawmakers have up to 90 days to review the USMCA. Once Pelosi and Lighthizer clear a path for the White House to send up an implementing bill, leaving little time to act before an election year. Looking at other national ag news, an expert says some of us may misinterpret the planting percentages in the latest USDA crop progress report for the country. Gary Crawford has more.
This week's USDA crop progress report shows that as of this past Sunday, most farmers were still behind normal getting things planted. It showed they had planted 92% of the corn crop, then soybeans 77%, but for example, rice 100%. But Lance Honig with the USDA Statistics Service told us we have to be careful how we interpret those percentages.
They represent the portion of the crop that's planted relative to the intentions as of that week.
Not as of March planting intentions, not as of what farmers thought they were going to try to plant at the start of the planting season. So for beans, for example, report shows 77% planted. That's 77% of what growers as of Sunday intended to try to plant.
If you take that a step further, what that means is we will get to 100% planted. That does not mean that farmers planted everything that they hoped to. But let's face it, farmers will have to stop planting at some point, and at that point, progress will show 100%.
And we'll know more about actual acres planted with USDA's acreage report coming June 28th. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Taking a look to state ag news, we have the latest crop progress and condition report for the state of Illinois. There were 4.8 days suitable for field work during the week ending this past Sunday, June 16th. Statewide, the average temperature was 66 degrees or 5.5 degrees below normal. Precipitation averaged 1.5 inches or 1/2 inch above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 2% short, 62 adequate, and 36 surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 2% short, 57 adequate, and 41 surplus. Corn planted for Illinois was at 88% compared to 100 for both the last year and the five-year average. Corn emerged was at 74%. Corn condition was at 4% very poor, 11% poor, 34% fair, 45% good, and 6% excellent. Soybeans planted were at 70% compared to 99 last year and the five-year average of 95. Soybeans emerged were at 50%. Winter wheat headed reached 97%. Winter wheat harvested is at 6% compared to 26% last year and 21% for the five-year average. Winter wheat condition was rated at 8% very poor, 14% poor, 45% fair, 29% good, and 4% excellent. Taking a look at other state ag news on this Wednesday morning, Peoria Congressman Darren LaHood is joining the Illinois Farm Bureau in calling for a statewide disaster declaration for farmers. LaHood says it's hard for farmers to make headway with Mother Nature and the nation's trade battles getting in the way.
We had a very wet, unusual spring, and that caused a lot of anxiety. Thankfully, in the last 10 days, a lot of our farmers have finally got their crops in the ground. You couple that with tariffs. Listen, I'm not a fan of tariffs. Tariffs are taxes. They're taxes on consumers. They're taxes on businesses. representing a district where we send 25% of our soybeans to China and our other commodities all around the world, where we make a lot of Caterpillar products and ship them around the world, we need good trade agreements. So I think we should limit the use of tariffs moving forward. We need to resolve the trade war with China sooner rather than later.
LaHood notes tariffs are also producing some positive results.
But I will also say a lot of my farmers have stuck with the president on tariffs because they're sick and tired of China ripping us off. For 25 years, China has ripped us off on our technology, stealing our intellectual property, forced technology transfers. They continue to engage in this activity that we're not the only ones. The Europeans don't like it. The Japanese don't like it. The Koreans don't like it.
LaHood believes it's crucial for the trade dispute to be solved by year's end to prevent loss of market share in China. And taking a look into local news, with a dry window in the last 2 weeks, a lot of crops have been planted in the local area. With this last bit of rain, however, I was able to go out and catch a few farmers for some on-farm updates in Bond and Madison counties. In today's on-farm update, I spoke with Todd Schneider, who farms near the Bond-Madison County line between Pocahontas and Grant Fork.
Been farming all my life, and I have never experienced a spring like this. It has been fast, furious, not a lot of sleep, but thank God we did get the couple weeks we did get to get the stuff in.
And where are you expecting things to turn out? You think it's going to be a little bit less, or do you think that hopefully if it would dry out, things would just be another decent year?
I think right now at this point, the way the corn looks in this area, most of it, we've got a chance for a good corn crop yet. We've got really good stands on most of the stuff. Bean-wise, up in the air, there's a lot of beans that aren't up yet that went underwater now. So time's going to tell if we're going to have to replant or not. I think if it stays wet for another week here, the right timed showers, some of the beans can make it. But I think there's going to be replant to go on.
And we get into double crop beans with wheat. Have you had any wheat that you think would be pretty decent this year?
I do not grow wheat anymore. So the wheat that I've seen, some looks good, some does not look so good. So that's up in the air too.
And when it comes to this harvest, probably a wet harvest more than likely.
Oh, I imagine there's going to be a lot of propane burn this year on corn, because I don't think there will be hardly any dry corn shelled out of the field. Hopefully we've got the bushels and we'll just burn some gas.
And again, that was Todd Schneider, who farms in western Bond County between Pocahontas and Grant Fork. And looking at events coming up this week, don't forget that today is the first day of the 34th Annual Montgomery County Fair. Events going on today at 9 a.m. starts with the Sheep Show. Goat Show starts at noon. That's at the 4-H Park. And then this evening, the opening ceremonies and the Queen Pageant start at 7. But remember, a change. Those opening ceremonies and Queen Pageants will be held at the Hillsborough Junior High Gym to avoid the impending rain we have this evening. So again, the opening ceremonies and the royalty pageant for the 34th Annual Montgomery County Fair will be held this evening at 7 at the Hillsborough Junior High Gym instead of the grandstand at the fairgrounds in Butler. And barring the weather, I hope to bring you a few live reports there from the 34th Annual Montgomery County Fair, with a few folks and kids showing at the 4-H Fair. So for this Wednesday morning, June 19th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.